Proverbs 20 on Easter Sunday. Happy Resurrection Sunday, everybody. Good stuff. All right, so we are going through Proverbs 20 in the Living Translation. These are my pre-recorded episodes done on Thursday of last week, actually. So you'll forgive the brevity here, but I'm on a timeline here in the past. I don't know how that all really works, but just trust me on that one. Okay, let's do this. Proverbs 20, New Living Translation. 295 episode. That's kind of 295th episode. It's hard to believe. We're almost to 300, y'all. 25th, big day. Okay, 20th. Resurrection Sunday. Here we go. New Living Translation. Proverbs 20. Here we go. Wine produces mockers. Alcohol leads to brawls. Those led astray by drink cannot be wise. Heck of a way to start out. The king's fury is like a lion's roar. Rouses anger is to risk your life. It was kind of a counterpoint to yesterday, as far as the king. Avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. Only fools insist on quarreling. Or as we'll see later, those that are drinking too much. Those too lazy to plow in the right season will have no food at harvest. Very big key. Ah, man, I hate rushing through this. This Proverbs 20 is so rich. I really don't like that I need to rush through this, but yeah, it is what it is, right? Though good advice lies deep within the heart, the person with understanding will draw it out. Yes. Many say they are loyal friends, but who can find one who is truly reliable? The godly walk with integrity. Blessed are children who follow them. When a king sits in judgment, he weighs all the evidence, distinguishing the bad from the good. Who can say, I have cleansed my heart, I am pure and free from sin? It's a rhetorical question there. You're catching the irony of that. Especially today. You can, because you've allowed Jesus to do that. So Jesus can cleanse your heart. Freely available. Drop the pride. Verse 10, false weights and unequal measures, or a stone and a stone, ephah and ephah. The Lord detests double standards of every kind. Even children are known by the way they act, whether their conduct is pure, whether it is right. And we talked about that, the character thing. Ears to hear and eyes to see. Both are gifts in the Lord. Implication there being that they're gifts for everybody, and not just, so hearing and seeing is not just for the righteous. It's something everybody has. If you love sleep, you will end up in poverty. Keep your eyes open. There'll be plenty to eat. Yeah. A little slumber, a little sleep, we'll get to that point. The buyer haggles over the price, saying it's worthless, and brags about getting a bargain. Yeah, that's another one for me. Getting into a world where there's no comparisons with what I do. There's no comparison shopping for what I do. So this is going to be interesting to get into this realm of encountering people like this and how do I handle it. So it's good to have that readiness. Wise words are more valuable than much gold and many rubies. This is the problem with getting into, I'm trying to learn speed reading and some different techniques. And so now I'm throwing myself off by trying to be too fast. such is life. Verse 16, get security from someone who guarantees a stranger debt. Get a deposit if he does it for foreigners. An alternate reading of, yeah, in the Masoretic text is for a promiscuous woman instead of foreigners. Yeah. Stolen bread tastes sweet, but it turns to gravel in the mouth. Which, by the way, catch that this is actually the stolen bread tastes sweet is actually kind of a pointer to why this for foreigners would likely be for the promiscuous woman, because this is a reference that calls back to that. Was it 9? You'd think I'd know these better by this point, but calling back to the talk about the promiscuous woman saying stolen bread is sweeter. Plans succeed through good counsel. Don't go to war without a wise advice. Absolutely critical. Absolutely critical. A gossip goes around telling secrets. So don't hang around with chatterers. If you insult your father and mother, your light will be snuffed out in total darkness. Wow. An inheritance obtained too early in life is not a blessing in the end. And we see that in the parables of Jesus later on, don't we? Don't say, I will get even for this wrong. Wait for the Lord to handle the matter. The Lord detests double standards. He is not pleased with dishonest scales. And we talked about that the other day, that this is something where, because this is a way to help make decisions in those times, that you can't have these double standards, you can't have weighted scale, you know, just dishonest scales, things like that, because they may, not cheating people, but if you are trying to cheat God, that's what you're doing here. That's what this is saying. The Lord directs our steps. Verse 24. The Lord directs our steps. So why try to understand everything along the way? You know, I'm just going to highlight that in green for the Deej. Don't trap yourself by making a rash promise to God and only later counting the cost. Another good one right there, actually. God, if only you'll do this, I'll do this. A wise king scatters the wicked like wheat. Then he runs his threshing wheel over them. Ouch. The Lord's light penetrates the human spirit, or the human spirit is the Lord's light, is another way to say that, exposing every hidden motive. Unfailing love and unfaithfulness protect the king. His throne is made secure through love. The glory of the young is their strength. The gray hair of experience is the splendor of the old. Physical punishment cleanses away evil. Such discipline purifies the heart. Physical punishment cleanses away evil, and the Hebrew of that is a little uncertain. So when it comes to things like that, maybe, you know, making assumptions is not so wise with that. You know, if it's really kind of uncertain what that actually means, don't make assumptions. You should go around beating people. That's probably not correct. But it does, that discipline purifies the heart kind of thing. There's a whole sect of the church for a while there, the Stoics, that were all about things like this. So, yeah, a little bit of a heresy there. So be careful with these interpretations. You know, that, you know, just going around hurting yourself for the sake of it, cleansing away evil, we should be sure about these kind of things. And that's why we cross-reference this and have multiple points so we don't miss the interpretation. Language is a complicated thing, especially with translating from ancient languages. It's complicated. You know, we need some spirit involvement there a lot of the time, but also we just need some, you know, reliable sources and that sort of thing. It's important. So, but more importantly, he is risen. Risen indeed. Awesome. 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 There we go. He is risen indeed, so you can be blessed by the best, and then go be a blessing all the rest. We'll see you again tomorrow. I think we'll do that one on the road. We'll have some fun with it. So, see you then. Bye now.
A mocker, strong drinks a brawler. Whosoever's misled ain't wise. Sluggards won't plow in season. They'll beg at harvest with empty eyes. Counsel in the heart's deep waters, but wise ones draw it out. Many claim unfair. Of the spirit within, different measures, different weights, false balancing under his skin. Cries out strong, mercy and truth to keep the throne, lies in greed to do us wrong. Keep to the Proverbs every day, a chapter each calendar day. Chapter each calendar. time.